This is JIS News. Coming up, Finance Minister says prospects are promising for additional export earnings and job opportunities through key sectors. Government finalizing revision of the National Foreign Trade Policy and CDA to host foster parenting workshops across the island. Details after the break.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the license, restore the justice.
Sometimes we live too bad with me one another. We no care if we actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore justice.
My brethren, the one to others as the one down to you. Unity in the community, more love, less hate. Stop retaliate, less life, more life. No gun, no knife. Would have been less life was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
Now the news. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the prospects are promising for additional export earnings and job opportunities through several key sectors. He notes, however, that if these sectors, such as manufacturing and mining, are to maximize their potential, the cost of energy must be reduced.
We are proceeding apace, both to diversify our energy sources away from oil and to install new capacity currently. And we are positive about the process that has been embarked upon and believe that it will deliver the necessary results.
Dr. Phillips, who was addressing members of the diplomatic corps recently, noted that the mining sector has been expanding. He says mining activities, particularly in relation to bauxite and alumina, are expected to develop even further as the global economy returns to substantially higher levels of growth. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade is finalizing the revision of the National Foreign Trade Policy. The revision is being conducted in support of the government's growth agenda. Portfolio Minister Senator A.J. Nicholson says the policy will focus on integrating trade into the National Development Plan Vision 2030. The revised policy will address trade financing, which is critical to the development of trade. The Child Development Agency CDA will be hosting several training workshops across the island aimed at enhancing the parenting skills of foster parents. The workshops are part of activities to mark National Foster Care Recognition Week, February 5 to 9. Public Relations and Communications Manager at the CDA, Prudence Barnes, says several other activities will be taking place throughout the week in a bid to heighten awareness of the agency's National Foster Care Program.
Foster care program is very critical in just providing that avenue for children to be nurtured and guided in a family setting. And so it's a very important program to us. And you know, we are using this time to just show the foster parents our appreciation and just to recognize their tremendous contribution, I think, to nation building by being part of our foster care program.
Ms. Barnes was speaking in an interview with JIS News. National Foster Care Recognition Week is being observed under the theme Strengthening Families and Communities Through Foster Care. And this year's Jamaica Day celebrations will focus on advancing the teachings of Garveyism in the National Civics Program, as well as strengthen relationships between schools and communities. Jamaica Day will be observed Friday, February 28, under the theme Celebrating Jamaica, Sporting Greatness in My Country. Jamaica Day 2014 was officially launched at the Ministry of Education earlier this week. This year's celebrations will mark the 14th year that Jamaica Day is being observed in the nation's schools. Speaking at the launch, Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says students should aspire to greatness, following the examples of numerous successful Jamaicans.
In every schoolgirl, there's a potential Tessan, Shelly-Ann. In every schoolgirl, there's a Portia Simpson Miller. In every schoolboy, there's a Marcus Garvey, a Usain Bolt, a Bob Marley, a Tamar Jackson.
The Social Development Commission, the Jamaica National Heritage Trust, Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, and the National Library of Jamaica are among agencies expected to participate in Jamaica Day activities. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.